What is up, podcast listeners of This Week in the Rio Grande Valley and Alexa listeners. This is Eddie Picasso and I am your host of This Week in the Rio Grande Valley. So it's been a while. I miss you guys. What can I say? It's been a busy couple of weeks and it really hasn't been just because of that. It's not that it's been a busy couple of weeks, but actually I've been trying to, I've been trying to do this right. I've been following up on a few things. I've been reading up on a few books, freshening up my, sharpening my my teeth, I guess you can say. Sharpening the tools in my belt. And I really noticed that I was kind of half-assing these podcast episodes. And it was like an aha moment for me. And I decided to actually revamp it one more time. I did this at the beginning of this year and I really enjoyed it just because it was I got to get it to evolve a lot better and put out a lot more of the information I wanted to put out. But at the same time, I realized that I was just so half-assing all these. I've had some great guests come on the show, and they provided some tremendous value. Everyone from Mr. Cisneros to Blanca Garcia, and everybody in between. I really do appreciate it. I do want to thank everybody for that. I just think that I could do so much more with this podcast, and that's kind of why I went on a bit of a, a bit of a hiatus. Is that the right word? I needed to start planning these episodes out, and it's not quite where I want it to be just yet. I'm actually recording this episode just so I can have some in-between time to actually put some value out there, put some content out there, and hopefully provide the value that I want to provide. And I don't want to lose all you beautiful people, all you beautiful listeners. So by the time that I get everything, all my ducks in a row, get everything lined up, it may take a while. So I kind of want to put this episode out and fill you in on what's happening behind the scenes. For the last couple of weeks, I've been attending some classes for Graduate Realtor Institute, which is totally not related to this podcast. This podcast is more, like I mentioned before, for trying to provide value, add value to the local community and any of the listeners, pretty much. And so that's why I've been trying to bring experts to talk to us about the different aspects of real estate. And so I've been taking some classes. Today was finally the end of the fourth class of the first segment at Graduate Realtor Institute, which is super amazing. Just a tremendous amount of information and things that you wouldn't really think about normally. So some of the key highlights that I've learned is that a lot of the properties in the outskirts of the city, outside city limits, they have septic tanks. Why is this important to you? Well, if you're a seller and you have a septic tank and you're trying to sell your property, it's probably a good idea to get this septic tank cleared out and cleaned for the actual buyer. And if you're a buyer, of course, you want to look into this and make sure you get a septic tank inspection. Not only that, but make sure that it's also the right size, or the right size for your actual living space, for your actual family, for the amount of people that live in the family. So that was like, oh my gosh, that was a big eye opener. Beach properties that are on the beach. If you're lucky enough to have a beach property, then there are disclosures that you need to be aware of, such as erosion and possible things that can happen, such as the water level rising that can be expected to rise as much as 5 feet a year, and with that comes a little bit of erosion. So you need to be aware of that, both as a seller, as a current owner, and as a potential buyer. You need to be aware that this is something that may happen. And in such instances, like say for example, if we, again, God forbid, there's another event such as Katrina or any of those major hurricanes that impacted us in the last couple of years, then you need to be aware that if your property, if your beach property, your beachside property, any of the structure ends up on public beach access, then you may, the state of Texas may sue the property owner and force them to actually clean up that space. So you need to be, comment that Ted Jones had made, that he was optimistic about the real estate economy, and that he wasn't if the question was that is there going to be a recession in the near future, his answer was going to be no. And then I received a comment from that post saying that this was a quote, by the way, I quoted Ted Jones saying that, and the comment was made that the right question should have been, is there a correction that should be coming in the near future? And from everything that I've heard, my opinion is that no. Everything that was talked about was that the growth that we've seen, the tremendous amount of growth that we've seen, is from job growth. And primarily, a lot of that growth has been due to a lot of the companies, tech companies, moving into Texas from places like Silicon Valley, and they've been establishing, they've been setting up camp in places like Austin and stuff like that. We've seen a lot of more industrial type of companies come down to Rio Grande Valley, and investments, a lot of medical industry job growth that have been with me seen down here in the Rio Grande Valley. And so all that job growth equals more spending money for the consumers, for the community, right? And more purchasing power equals a stronger economy. So that's why a correction wouldn't apply, because a correction would insinuate that we're actually in a bubble, that all this growth that we've been seeing has been artificial, has been being pumped up by, say, inflation or taxes, interest rates, whatever you want to, whatever that may cause and I'm not saying that specifically, but whatever may cause an economy to grow rapidly, it is not for those reasons. It's more of a natural cause of job growth, natural growth, which is makes a stronger economy, and therefore an economic correction or real estate correction is not appropriate for this scenario. We may see slower growth, which is a potential. It is possible that it may slow down in 2020. For example, 2019, although they say that it's not the growth that we've seen and we're expected to see in 2019 is not as accelerated as 2018, we're still seeing the Rio Grande Valley on fire. I mean, there's plenty of spaces, plenty of properties going up for sale, so many closings happening in the local market. Just today, I published an infographic from the Real Estate Center at Texas A&M, quoting the McAllen, Edinburgh, and Mission Metropolitan Statistical Area, or MSA, as having more closings in the month of February than the prior month, the same month last year. So we're seeing an increase in closings, real estate transaction closings, and that goes also for the individual cities. I published for Weslaco, the same thing is happening in Weslaco. So, I mean, it's still a great market, it's still strong, and it's all driven by a strong job growth. So that's what you can expect moving forward, and it's a lot of the value that I picked up from these events. Another thing that I want to say is, you may have missed a lot of what is happening behind the scenes. I was not as active as I was hoping to be the last couple of weeks. But just because I was trying to consume all this information and I cannot give what I do not have. I gotta grow myself to be able to turn around and contribute and provide this information out to the public. And so therefore, I've gotta invest myself and I've gotta invest my time into more into growing professionally. And I guess my education, my knowledge, I need to grow a little bit more. So, personal growth, personal development is a never-ending journey. And you're always going to hear me say that. And you're always going to see me continuing to grow just because I can't settle. I'm grateful, but I'm never satisfied. And I need to keep on learning so I can then turn and be able to have something to turn around and give, contribute beyond myself. And this is what this podcast is all about, me being able to provide this information, provide this value. I realized about a year ago or so that, man, I was consuming so much content, I was learning so much that I was hitting a ceiling, a glass ceiling, and I couldn't grow anymore, and I was stuck in a rut, so to speak. And So that being said, just as a reminder, it reminded me of those for everyone else who is who has a real estate goal of owning a property or owning the next property. This is not by any means a marketing channel for me, but I did remember my audience when I was working with these clients. It's like, if you're trying to reach your goals, you need to take that first step, and that first step is getting pre-qualified. And there's so many options. Once you are pre-qualified, once you've discussed your lending options or financing options with a lender, and you've worked out a lending agreement, then the goals and the house that you were looking for just pretty much fall into your lap. You're filled with the doors and floodways open to the amount of properties that you're able to access, and that you're able to see, and that you're able to prospect and see which one you can see yourself living in. So if you haven't taken that step, now is the time, my friends. It doesn't necessarily have to be with me. It can be with any real estate professional. Lenders, you do have a choice. As I recommend interviewing at least 3 lenders before you make an actual decision. And I couldn't stress how important that is, just because I just went through a situation where you need to shop around. Like, you need to compare apples to apples and find out what works out best for you. So that's what I wanted to say about that. That's all I had to say about that. And pushing forward. Finally, I'm glad that this week is over. This class is over. Not that it wasn't informational, educational. Not that it wasn't. I didn't get any value from it. I'm just glad that I can continue with my normal schedule, keep pushing forward, and become accessible to more of my clients. People, anybody who has questions, concerns, can feel free to reach out to me. There is going to be a revamp on this podcast coming soon. It's just going to go a lot more pro, I guess you can say. I've been half-assing it. Even this episode right now, I'm shooting from the hip right now. I'm driving in my car. I just went and looked at a property for a client that we're going to go look at tomorrow, make sure that it's the right property for them. And so I'm on the go. I'm out here. I'm taking care of business. I'm taking care of my clients. And I'm trying to provide this value, this in-between. So that's kind of why I'm saying I'm half-assing it, but really I'm trying to multitask and be able to help as many people as I can, not only by doing the task or the errands that I need to run for my clients, but also to be able to provide this information while I'm on the go and record these episodes. So even though that may not stop, I may be just recording stuff on the go just so I can push this information out. There's still so much more that I can do. I can bring so much more quality guest on the show and be a lot more consistent, and that's where I'm trying to get to, and have a better quality audio host on this interview. So that's kind of where that's going. It's not a matter of the quality of the content, but of the quality of the content. Now, I realized over the weekend, I'm going to go off on a tangent here real quick, just because this was a learning experience, and it feeds off of what I'm talking about. When I first started doing these, pushing this content out, I started doing it with videos 2 years ago. And if you look at my Facebook page, you can see 2 years ago, me standing in front of a camera, in front of a phone, going, doing a live feed. It was like, oh my gosh, like, it was so difficult for me. I've always had this self-consciousness, and I guess this, you can call it a lack of confidence. I was terrified of public speaking, and it's kind of what drove me to actually start seeking out and getting better at it. Not being defeated by the fear, but actually taking it head on and pushing forward. So there's this, we usually are in a comfort zone, and that's why most people do not grow any further, any more than they are able to. This, my friends, you are capable of doing the impossible. You are so much stronger than you believe. But we tend to stay in this circle of comfort, and in this area of comfort, the circle of comfort. let go, let yourself go, really be, make yourself vulnerable, because believe me, it is, yes, it is difficult, but it's so much easier than you think. And once those walls are broken down, then you have that room to grow. So once you break out of that shell, you grow and you accomplish a lot more. Your goals become a lot bigger, your reach becomes a lot bigger, your success becomes a lot bigger, your money grows, your achievements, everything grows in your life, your spirituality. If you're focusing, if you're growing exponentially, everything is going to grow. But then you're going to reach a new level of growth, then you're going to encounter new sets of problems, new hurdles, new struggles to encounter, new obstacles to overcome, and that creates another circle. So just imagine the circle we were talking about earlier. Imagine another circle outside of that radius, an even bigger circle, and that becomes a new wall. And then it, once you reach that wall, once you reach those obstacles, then it's time to break down those barriers to be able to grow even farther than that. So it's never-ending process. The more you grow, the more obstacles, the bigger obstacles that you're going to come across, the bigger hurdles that you're going to have to overcome, the more vulnerable you're going to have to get. But let me tell you that it gets just much more fun. The bigger you go, the more you grow, the more uncomfortable you get, the more satisfaction you find, the more you're able to contribute, the more that you grow yourself so you can turn around and help others and contribute beyond yourself. And that feeling is just super amazing. And I'm talking about it just because over the weekend I realized, and this ties into the podcast, because I realized that I was half-assing it. So 2 years ago when I started doing my videos, I knew that it was something that I had to overcome, that fear about public speaking, the fear about being in front of a camera. And it got to the point where, okay, if I'm going to overcome it, I have to be on live video every single day, and I have to push out content no matter how uncomfortable I get. And so I started just not even thinking about it. Just turn on the camera, start doing a live feed, and just talking about whatever. And the more comfortable that I got with it, the more I started like talking about just trying to give value. I stopped worrying about the camera, and I started worrying about giving that value, providing that message that people wanted to hear. But I also realized over the weekend, and it was a learning experience, that I was not thinking things through. I wasn't thinking my thoughts through, and I was getting in the habit of just choosing a topic and blabbing about it on camera. And I ended up, it got to the point where I ended up hurting somebody who was very dear to me, just by the words that I used. And it was like, it was the last thing that I wanted to do. It was totally unintentional, but the damage was done, and it was something that, oh my gosh, that I wasn't very proud of. And so I realized, I started, that kind of triggered my thinking. I started thinking about my process, my journey, where did I go wrong. And then there's another project that I'm working on, it actually involves two other people. And so the project, what it's going to take is it's taking me putting it together, getting these people together, but it's taking the talent of some true artists that are going to actually do the creative behind it. And for me being a go-getter, me being, I guess, entrepreneurial, I just decided, my way of thinking is just, let's go and get it done, whatever it takes, let's get it done, let's push, kind of like my videos. Okay, I need to do a video, turn on the camera, let's go, let's get it. And while that may God likes to slap me in the face for me to be able to notice things. And if it happens once, I'm not able to. A lot of times I oversee things. But if it happens two or three times, then I can know, I can see the pattern. And I can appreciate it a lot more. And so I decided, I started thinking to myself. It took some time for awareness to reflect and see what was going on. And I realized that, yeah, like getting things done and making it happen and going on live feed was really important at that stage in my life when I started doing these videos, for just for me to get comfortable being in front of a camera. And it was super crucial for me to just not even think about it and just get on camera to be able to get out of that comfort zone and realize that, oh my gosh, like it's not so bad to be in front of a camera, right? So the thing is that I got into the habit of just doing that. And now I've reached a new level of growth that now the objective is different. Now I've got to not only go on camera, which is not a bad thing anymore. It's not a hurdle anymore. It's something that comes can come easily to me. But now it's a matter of being on camera and providing that quality content and being able to think my thoughts through and being able to, when I do give my message, to be able to impact people and not the contrary and actually hurt somebody unintentionally. And so it's like I said, I've reached that new level of growth. Growth is a never-ending journey. I've come to a new barrier, a new obstacle, a new wall that I need to break down and overcome. And get. So now it's a matter of being uncomfortable, getting comfortable with the uncomfortable, which is now actually sitting down and thinking my thoughts through. So I hope that makes sense the way it does in my head. And I hope it, I hope you're able to understand that. If you don't, let me know. Let's talk about this. Let's jump on a call. Let's jump on a podcast episode and let's talk about it. Let's toss ideas around. I'd be more than happy to actually sit down and toss my ideas. Prove me wrong, please. Show me a new way of thinking, a new perspective, just like my friend did, the artist. Because if, what is it? Evolution and progress comes from discussion. A mastermind is built off of discussions, not by always agreeing with everything. There's no thought process when you just agree with everything, when you're just a yes man. You've got to have some type of hurdle, some type of discussions that makes you think about things in a from a different point of view and a different perspective. So that's what I've got to say about that, my friends. I hope you enjoyed it. Like I said, please feel free to reach out. Let's jump on a podcast episode together. Let's discuss this. Please like, share, and comment. I'd really appreciate it. And stay tuned because there is a lot more coming. And this podcast is about to blow up. It's about to get revamped. So thanks for tuning in. Stay frosty, my friends. I love you guys. Peace.